USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Multiple people are dead, including one police officer, following a shootout in Jersey City, New Jersey. Mayor Stephen Phillips says multiple civilians were found dead inside a kosher supermarket where this happened inside the Greenville neighborhood.
We could confirm there's multiple deceased inside the building, and all the schools in the location are secure. They will be secure for the foreseeable future until we feel comfortable to release all the children, but all the children are accounted for.
Reports are this could be a drug deal gone bad, and police have described the incident as criminal in nature as opposed to domestic terrorism. With House Democrats introducing two articles of impeachment against President Trump, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is unsure when a trial would take place.
No decisions have been made yet. They'll be made later.
Indications are that a trial would start next month. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Kyoto, my office, now!
Limo Imu,
Doug, you're being transferred across town.
Oh, because they haven't heard that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
No, it's because Limu keeps eating the chips on Janine's desk. And her keyboard, and her expense reports, and her stress balls, and...
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The NAFTA trade deal is set to be replaced. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
On the same day that U.S. House Democrats released two articles of impeachment against President Trump, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says a deal has also been made with the White House concerning the USMCA trade agreement, which is to replace NAFTA and which has been one of President Trump's top priorities. Pelosi says...
Again, the bill came a very long distance from the first treaty they wanted to sign to the one that they're signing today. So we feel very happy about it.
A New York state judge on Tuesday ruled in favor of ExxonMobil in the climate fraud case brought by the attorney general in New York, clearing the company of deceiving investors and delivering a devastating defeat to the Exxon New campaign. The judge ruled that the state attorney general's office failed to show that ExxonMobil made any material misrepresentations. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Former FBI Director James Comey says Monday's Justice Department Inspector General report clears the agency. The report found that there was no bias or misconduct by the FBI, but according to Republican Congressman Mark Meadows of North Carolina, there were still plenty of errors made by the FBI, including Comey.
Well, he's wrong on two different cases. When he says no one was spied on, actually four Trump campaign officials were not only surveilled, but they were secretly recorded over a dozen times. And one of those Trump officials wasn't even the target or a subject of the investigation. So to suggest that there was no spying going on is just fictional.
Yeah.
The other part that is more troubling than that is Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, both had a defensive briefing in August of 2016. Supposed to be identical. Say, look out for foreign powers. Mm-hmm. What did the FBI do? They actually sent an investigator in with that briefing without telling the intelligence community to spy on candidate President Trump and Mr. Flynn, General Flynn. And
yeah.
So to suggest that it's all... above board, why would Director Ray say we're going to change 40 different steps if it was a good report?
Yeah.
At the closing bell, the Dow lost 28 points to close at 27,882. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.